This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
When I was younger and read just about anything with words I could understand, I was all over the Tom Swift books. I read them frontwards and backwards. The name alone, Tom Swift, inspires a state of being. It conjured up images of good conquering evil, of doing the right thing, and it would always pay off. And that guy really never even got the girl in the end. But nobody cared. The day was saved. Well, since those days, my passion for books has been blunted only by the plethora of information thrown at me in various forms on a daily basis. Instead of picking up a book, it's all about periodicals, trade magazines and journals, and scanning the internet in search of answers found in better places than Wikipedia. The point here is that if you stop trying to get better, then you cease being good. Since books I read as a boy were printed on paper from trees and not on a computer screen, I'd like to share a few gems that I've read and then practiced over the past 39 years in business. Certainly, one of the most confusing elements in horticulture has to be pruning. If you think of pruning as light management, well, it all kind of makes sense. First, prune off branches that are dead or diseased or injured. This is really pruning for health, commonly referred to as cleaning. Next, cut off limbs that point down to the ground and never leave a stub when you cut. Always prune close to the next living bud or stem. Okay, now prune limbs that cross each other and rub. And finally, cut away those stems that grow towards the inside of the plant. After you've done this, any cowlicks can be safely removed to give the plant an overall shape. Now, if I'm pruning a crabapple, after I make my cutting remarks, I stick my head inside the tree as I'm looking to be able to see 30% of the sky. They say that a well-pruned tree will allow a bird to fly through. That may be true, but that same tree will inevitably find something for your golf ball to hit as you attempt to drive through it, so beware. Now, many shrubs and trees flower on two-year-old wood, so if you get into some of the older material, depending upon the time of year that you make those cutting remarks, you may sacrifice some flowering potential. If that's the case, for just 1 year, I feel the cost is well worth the benefit. The more I read, the more I understand the value of doing something good when you have the time to get it done. There is no wrong time to do the right thing, and a few swift strokes from my Felco No. 2 pruners can lead to bigger and better things in the future. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.